This room brings together seven works by Lotto, preserved in the Pontifical Museum of the Holy House of Loreto, here exhibited in keeping with the original arrangement in the choir of the Church of Loreto. The visitor is welcomed by the monumental canvas of the Archangel Michael, here depicted expelling Lucifer from the Kingdom of Heaven, a work of great value for its originality in the treatment of the subject, but above all, its beauty is rediscovered after the recent restoration. In his Book of Various Expenses, also kept in Loreto, the artist refers to the work as the Picture of Lucifer, which was among those he exhibited in 1550 in an auction held in the Loggia dei Mercanti of Ancona. Since it failed to sell, he donated it to the Holy House, as shown by a deed of gift from 1554. Saint Michael, enveloped in the glow of a cloud illuminated by light from above, is depicted with a cuirass that serves as body armor and wearing a crimson-red robe, a divine symbol. He is shown in the act of hurling Lucifer into the darkness of the abyss. The struggle between the archangel and the fallen angel is recounted in various biblical sources, including the Book of the Apocalypse or Revelation. The very recent restoration of the work, at the end of a long series of operations, has recovered the brilliance of the Venetian painter's colours, giving true depth to the figures, as well as the elements of the setting. The image of the rebel angel is far from possessing demonic features, although the restoration work has brought out more clearly some monstrous features, such as his tail and the claws on his feet. St. Michael holds his sword raised behind his back, though it was initially placed in front of his torso, and he is intent on breaking Lucifer's torch. In reality, if we look more closely, the archangel seems also to be performing an extreme gesture of charity, calling the rebel to him with his left hand, but the devil rejects it in one last act of pride against the will of God. So similar to each other, apart from the nakedness of Lucifer, the two angels share a perfect symmetry of gestures. In this way, they combine good and evil, with light and darkness coexisting. So, in all likelihood, we can read this majestic painting as a metaphor of the battle being waged in those years by the Catholic Church against the Protestants.